Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. Welcome to the first show of October for Norm at Night. I'm coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. A milestone's been reached by the Norm at Night show. Going into tonight's broadcast, according to my Blog Talk Radio records, we've had 50,316 listens. Let me say that number again. 50,316 listens. I guess our next goal will be 60,000. I'll probably stop counting at 100,000. Anyway, let's not be getting off the beaten track. One of the things that's been going on out here in the world, we got a chat room open. Let me go take a peek, see if anybody's there. Nobody in the chat room tonight, but the topic tonight on Norm at Night is learning. How do we do it? Where do we do it? When do we do it? Everything you read lately, every politician, the TV, Education Nation, we've got to become a smarter country or the whole place is going to go to hell in a handbasket. I don't think there's any question about that. Well, but what we have to do is not improve school and education and all that other kind of puke. What we have to do is figure out how we learn and where we learn and when we learn and how best to learn. Where did you do your learning? How much did you learn in school? I want you to really think about it. I don't think I learned a lot in school. In fact, I don't even think I learned much of my, what people would call book learning in school. One of the things I was very lucky with, I guess, is I learned how to read. And not only did I learn how to read, but I liked reading. And so whenever I needed to know something, I would go to the library. When I was 5 and 6 and 7, my dad used to take me up to the Kensington Branch Library in Buffalo, New York. I wonder if that library is still there. Then when I was in the 7th grade, they built a library right around the corner from my house, a brand new library, the Bailey Delavan Branch Library. That library is still there. The neighborhood has become almost dangerous to walk in, but the Bailey Delavan Library is still there. And I hope people are still using it the way I did. Most of my learning I've done by reading. Gosh, once you know the code, once you can look at those marks and decode them into words and thoughts, you are free. So why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713 and talk to me about learning. I mean, we're learning all the time. If we're not, we die. It's that simple. Oh, maybe not immediately, but we die. Adapt or die. That's sort of what I was reading in Tom Friedman's new book, which is really kind of interesting. I'm enjoying that. And it talks about learning. You listen to Chris Christie, and he talks about learning. You listen to NBC and the Education Nation. We'll go to the Bronx Charter School and the Kipp School and this school and that school. If we don't improve our schools, we're going to die. Well, let me ask you a question. There's plenty of smart people in places where they don't have very good schools. I'm talking about here in America. And those people learn how to do things. You know, you might not like gangs, but gangs know how to do things. People learn how to be gang leaders. People learn how to survive. People go play video games, World of Warcraft. Lord British's game. Oh, I can't think of the name of it right now. All I can think of is World of Warcraft. To play some Jay McGonigal's games. World Without Oil, EverQuest, that's what I was trying to think of, EverQuest, or Jay McGonigal's game, World of Warcraft, World Without Oil. There's all kinds of ways that we learn things, and to be perfectly honest, I don't think school works anymore. I'm not sure my computer's working anymore. We're almost through the first 10 minutes of the program, you know, and I haven't had any callers. 347-945-6713, joining the conversation. It's much better for the listeners to listen to a conversation than to just listening to me run my mouth here. The number is 347-945-6713. If you want to talk to me live on the air, let me go see. Still nobody in the chat room. Looks like it could be a tough night on Norm at Night here tonight. You know, actually, I learned, speaking of my learning, I watched Erin Burnett's new show on CNN at 7 o'clock, and she had Mr. Gertner on, the Secretary of the Treasury. I never heard a man talk that fast. I mean, that is one thing, I guess, a difference between Norm here and and the others, I've got to learn how to talk faster. I just don't understand. I'm trying to tonight. I'm actually giving a conscious effort to not let big spaces come between my words. And I'm going to kill my editor tonight. No telling what I'll say. I am going to take a drink of coffee here now while I'm waiting for somebody to call me. Where do you best learn things? How do you best learn things? How do mistakes teach you things? How do not finishing first teach you things? How are we going to relearned how to live in this world, because it's not the world I grew up in. You know, I mean, I'd like to keep working another 15 years. You know, everybody says, oh, we got to raise the Social Security age. Well, I want to keep working. I want to keep working. You think I can find a job? I'm having a little trouble with it now. part of it's due to my feistiness and orneriness, I'm sure, but still, a whole lot more of it's due to the fact that I'm 61 years old. And I understand it. It's very hard to convince people that you know stuff. Well, the real problem is no matter how much stuff you know, if you don't stay at a place, you don't share it. And how do we keep a record of what we learn? Tonight's show is all about learning and memory and communication and our schools just don't do it the way they're organized anymore. You know, we don't put our hands on things anymore. People need to go back and read John Dewey. You can even get, what do you call those things, digital copies of him. 347-945-6713 is the number. Still, nobody in the chat room. I guess everybody's watching the baseball games. I haven't paid much attention to the baseball games. Let's see what's going on in my tweets. So what do you all think about learning? I need ideas. Nine, four, five, six, seven, one, three is the number. That's the Norman Night Show. Just give me a call. I've got five lines open. Can you remember being in school, being, quote, educated? I don't think I did very much learning at all in school. What about the rest of you? Did you learn anything in school? Still nobody in the chat room. 347-945-6713. We're reaching the halfway point. I don't know. You know, I was sitting, and this makes me think of Anya Kamenetz in her book, DIY, Do It Yourself, -U or University. But anyway, I was sitting around having a discussion with people about school and distance education and distance learning, and somebody said to me, well, when somebody comes to college, what do they have to know? You know, and everybody's got an answer for this. You have to know how to do through algebra 2. You have to know how to write a composition. You have to know how to effectively communicate. Folks, there's only one thing you have to know. And that is how to read. And that was my position in this discussion. If a person knows how to read, they can come to any class at a college, sit under a tree anywhere. There's not very much stuff that we know as human beings that we haven't written down somewhere. Because writing becomes our memory. Writing becomes our time machine. It's how we share the thoughts that someone had before us. I mean, I think it's just the damn coolest thing in the world that I can think the same thoughts, or approximately the same thoughts, as Aristotle, as Plato, as Marcus Aurelius, as Cicero. as anybody, because someone could put it into code that my brain could decode. Now, you read Aristotle, you're reading the thoughts of somebody from several thousand, that's 1,000 years ago. You can share that stuff if you can read. And that's a really, really powerful tool. Literacy. And there's all different kinds of literacy now. Not just the kind of, you know, book reading literacy. There's video literacy, multimedia literacy. It all becomes code that we share our experiences with. But it all comes back to that same basic code of the alphabet. Taking those letters, putting those letters into groups that make sounds, that turn into words. That's power. And we have to get people to read. Yes, all those other things come after that. In fact, in elementary school, in fact, at least through the sixth grade, we shouldn't teach anybody how to do anything but read. Remember, you want to jump in on this and talk about it, 347-945-6713. You think you know how to read? Give me a call. It's really kind of exciting. Let me go check the chat room again. Still nobody. Carl Shake Your Booty doesn't appear to be tuning in tonight. Well, I've got to do something about getting this show back into a normal hour. But in order to do that, I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to become a paid person. I'm still not past the deadline for filing for the city election, but I don't think that I'm going to. I'm really hoping to settle into something that will take me out of Bowie for a while. But I'm doing a lot of reading, and when you read, you learn. It's really that simple. We got about 10 minutes left, and so join in with me, 347-945-6713. Let's see what we can learn from Twitter. Oh, my God. How many of you tweet out there? You should all learn to tweet. It's really a pretty simple process. Did the Yankees win tonight? I don't even know. Let's go see. Major League Baseball. Let's try to learn what's happened in the baseball playoffs. The Yankees are beating the Tigers 8-1 in the top of the eighth. It looks like, though anything's possible, that we're going to go back to New York for a game five. A.J. Burnett maybe just will do it. The Rangers beat the Rays, so I guess Tampa Bay is done. And that should oh, no, I take that back. Then when we got three games in, Tampa Bay won the first one, 9-0. And Texas has won the next two, 8-6 and 4-3. Wait a minute. There was a game this afternoon. Today's the 4th, right? There was a game this afternoon at 2:07. Is that game over? I never can figure these things out. Still, nobody trying to join in with me. Nobody in the chat room. Let's see here. I'll give it a tweet and see what happens. All right. I've lost track here. No, they won today 4-3. The Phillies won today 3-2. Well, now the Yankees are ahead 10-1. They are definitely going back to New York. And Arizona's beaten the Brewers. Arizona trying to stave off elimination. October 5th. October the 5th, the Phillies are going to play the Cardinals, so that one's not over yet. The Brewers are taking on the Diamondbacks. Maybe. I think the Brewers can win, and that game won't happen. It's way too complicated. Still no calls. 347-945-6713. And you can get the last 7 minutes here with me. Still nobody in the chat room. Nothing to learn tonight. Oh, well. Let me see. MLB.com. Yeah, the Yanks are going to tie it up. I mean, unless some miracle happens. Arizona's got to win this game tonight, or that one's over. Philly leads 2-1 after today's victory. And Texas has won 3-1 with their victory over Tampa Bay today. Yeah, I had that all screwed up. All right, so anyway, so this is learning. I mean, just by plowing through all those web pages, I was learning how to read this silly things. I guess maybe I should have more analytic thinking. Get an educator around to give me some analytic thinking. Let me go back to Twitter and see what's happening. Not really much. Tampa Bay is done. I answered my own question. I still got four lines open. Hey, all you Facebook people, you might want to go and try. There's this from Peter Dow, not your father's school. You better believe it's not. It's not my school either. It better not be. If we keep trying to do school like my father did it, my God, the country will go broke in a second. You know, they do a everyone knows that I listen to Morning Joe every day or every day that I can. But one of the really interesting things, long as we're talking about learning, that they do on Morning Joe every day is they have a segment right at the end of the show. And the segment simply says, what did you learn today? And everybody who's been on the show or is still around the studio at 30 Rock stands up and they say something that they learned today. And that's a really interesting thing. Whenever you do something, I think there's some real personal value in simply saying, what did I learn today? You know, tomorrow I'm going to read some more Nicomedean ethics so that I can not sound like a moron when I go to talk about them Thursday night. And I guess I should, what did I learn when I finish reading it? Maybe I should even write some of it down, for God's sakes. But seriously, the end of a work day, what did I learn today? What did I accomplish today? What did I do today? And when you do those kinds of things, good things happen to you. But if you get that good habit of reading, I guess all those bad habits will go away. But since I've got no callers, I think I'll simply give you some bad habits. This is Norman Knight. I'll see you next Tuesday. Let's go out with You Got a Lot of Bad Habits.
And that is just how the end of the line is. Cars coming to the bar. Yes, sir. Put on the brakes.